I'm Frank Vaughn. It's October 14th, 2024. Happy Thanksgiving Monday. I recommend you write down what you're thankful for, especially if you have a young family. I am keeping a book for my family. I'm now 3 years into writing it, and I think it'll be very valuable to my kids when I get there. And I use a pen to write in that book because I found the limited journals that I have of my father after he passed on. Not only were the words comforting to look back on and ponder what they meant, but it was comforting on a tactile level to feel those indentations that the pressure of his hand put in the page. I think the biggest favor we can do for our kids is leaving them some kind of written legacy. But I digress. This video is a Coles Note version of a more thoroughgoing effort that I'm in the middle of researching right now. And it's maybe a bit of advice. It's not intended yet as a criticism, but it's advice to the membership of the Liberal Party of Canada, those who believe in the brand, those who believe in the heritage, those who believe in the legacy, and those who would like to salvage the Liberal Party from the future. This could also go for the NDP, who at one time were the leaders of the opposition. Jack Layton's last election, he led them into that position of prominence. And the NDP has been in decline ever since. And there are many members of those parties who care about their brands. What is about to transpire, my guess, this is my take, is that in the next week or two, Parliament will be prorogued. All the bills and legislation that are before the House and the Senate will die and will have to be revisited in the future. And my personal opinion is that's a good thing. Because it's a time for reflection and it's a time for reassessment. But what I think is going to happen in the prorogation period is the Liberal Party is going to oust Justin Trudeau or he's going to resign. And they're going to try to parachute someone else in there, whether it's Freeland or Carney or some other name, doesn't matter. They're going to try and convince you that all the problems leave as soon as Justin's gone. Now, remember, the Trudeau name was the magic of 2015, was the magic of 2019. That Trudeau name, which they told you was so precious, which they told you that Justin could do no wrong, he was so noble, now they're going to throw it away, which is an interesting bait and switch. But if I was a Liberal Party member, if I was an NDP member, and I was assessing Singh, who is constantly virtue signaling that the Liberal Party is the greatest evil on the planet, yet he votes for them constantly. He sustains them and continues to sustain them to this day. The man doesn't even understand the difference between revenue and profit, but I digress. I don't want to get into that here. I want to put it in your mind that if you're a reasonable member of these movements, if you're somebody who's looking at them and you're assessing them and you are disillusioned and you're disappointed, you need a path forward because the country is going to elect a Conservative Party government whether you like it or not. And anybody who's online trying to fight that inevitability by saying that there's more electoral strength behind your movements, that there's this silent majority, or that people aren't as frustrated, or that just switching out leadership is going to solve the problem, they're lying to you, they're misleading you, and they're not helping you rebuild, because I believe in a democracy that there should be a strong opposition. And right now, the Bloc Québécois, a party that is committed to dissolving the country for their own benefits and taking advantage of the entire country to their own benefit, may actually become the leaders of the opposition. So that should give you an indication of the abysmal state of affairs on the Canadian left. Now, what's the problem? I don't know if it's the rank and file membership. Some would say that all liberals are the problem. I'm not sure I can agree with that. But I will say this, that every single person in the NDP and in the Liberal Party who occupies a seat in the House of Commons is responsible for where you see yourselves now. They're going to convince you, even though they've supported Justin Trudeau every step of the way, they voted in unison. They didn't speak out when he threw people under the bus. They didn't speak out about corruption. They didn't speak out about the bad policies that were driving the Canadian electorate away. They enabled Justin Trudeau as much as the NDP MPs sitting in the House enable him today. No words from them. No condemnations of his leadership. No kicking him out. No bait and switch. Can take away the fact that they are responsible for the state of affairs on the Canadian left. So what can you do about that? You need to pull the whole top echelon of the party down and rebuild it from the grassroots up. You need to pull yourselves more close to the center. Maybe it's the effect of the division on the left. The sustaining of the Liberal Party by the NDP has drawn your politics so far to the left that it is repulsive to most of Canada. And it's not because most of Canada has fallen to the far right. They have not. It is because most of Canada is more in the center, more reasonable. They don't want all the far left radical ideas, and that's what they are. The Liberal Party of my youth was a more reasonable place. They did things like balance budgets, protected families, understood the advantage of rewarding people for creating healthy, stable families and children. They understood the importance of the economy. Dare I say, they even had a greater understanding of the importance of mineral wealth, energy wealth. These are the things that you need to start promoting on the Canadian left. Prosperity underpins equality. Not equity, equality. These are the roots, not only liberalism, but classical liberalism, a level playing field. The only thing that I want to address directly in this video, because like I said, there's a more thoroughgoing video in the future where I dive into the details, is that no matter what they do, are they pro-rogue and then they come and sit under a new leader and they try and convince you that everything's fixed? It's not. When the election finally comes, which I think will come before the fall, not much before the fall, Blanchett and Singh both need to secure their pensions first, which is really what it's all about. It's so unfortunate that the entire country is being held hostage by these people in their pursuit of their own personal bank accounts. It's so sad. And then they promote themselves as the protectors of the people when they've been throwing the people under the bus. But I digress. They've been throwing you under the bus. They've been protecting the elite of these parties. They've been protecting the people who can buy $5,000 plates at Trudeau fundraisers. That's your problem. Not Justin Trudeau. He is a symptom. He is not the cause. So what you need to do, if you're so repulsed by the Conservative Party of Canada, fine. If you're repulsed by the right-wing politics that are plaguing the country, that's fine. But you need to understand how they respond in the first place. You need to understand that the majority of the Canadian public has moved away from you and why. It's not because things have moved further right in this country. It's because the left has moved so far down the scale that they're almost falling off the end. And there's a lot of people that I used to know on the Canadian left. I don't know them so much anymore, but I know them enough to know that they left the left years ago, faded from public life, went into private life because they were disgusted with the direction things were going. And there was a lag before that effect started really showing up in the polls. But the nation's figured it out now. We can't keep going down this road. So if you're one of those card-carrying Liberal Party members, fine. Be that card-carrying member. But hold your elite accountable. The rich and powerful aren't just Conservative Party supporters. They've driven you to this end. And a lot of these people don't have Canadian interests at heart. You must hold all of the MPs and their staffers and their volunteers and the people who supported them and anybody who bit their tongue and held back their criticism as this leadership destroyed your electoral prospects. It's a pretty bad situation. And if you want to rebuild your brand, you're going to have to do it from the ground up. So don't buy into the bait and switch of your leader. Don't buy into any of the theatrics. You have work to do, and you're going to have 4 years to do it. And I hope, coming out the other end of the 4 years, we have a more balanced, a more stable, and a more reasonably classical Liberal Party to oppose the Conservative Party. Because I think good, stable, reasonable, logical opposition is great for the nation. And the nation is going to change because the reaction to too much far-left politics is a pendulum swing back to the right. So you're going to have to sit through that. But what are you going to do when the pendulum swings back? Where are you going to be? What's your position going to be? Do not be fooled. Do not be fooled in 4 years or 8 years into a resurgent Trudeau brand or a resurgent Liberal Party that's just under a Mark Carney or a Chrystia Freeland. It's not enough. You got to tear it down and you got to rebuild it. Now, the next little while, I think what I'm going to do, and this is more for my normal audience, I'm contemplating something not too many people do. I kind of want to fast for 40 days or something crazy like that. I think I've got enough know-how now with electrolytes and some of the other things that I do that are not impactful on a fasted state that I can really accelerate what I'm trying to do. And I'm only going to have this opportunity once. I've only got so many pounds left to lose. I'm certainly not going to do something extreme like that when I'm done losing the weight. And that might be a bit of a priority, so we'll see. We'll see how things go. But I have a lot of deep research to do as well. I have some video editing and infrastructural things that I have to build on the back end. I got to get things tightened up. My intention when I started making videos, whatever it was, 3 weeks ago, was to produce one or two a week and just get a feel for things. Now I've really got a feel for things. I like where things are going. But at this point, you know, I've been invited to a number of events. I've been invited on a number of other podcasts, which I may still do. I've got a really good interview coming up on Wednesday. I'm looking forward to putting that video out. I'm not going to say much more about it. It actually relates to this video, though, in terms of how far left things have drifted in this country and how extreme it is and how infected our courts are and how infected the media is by this logic. And I see the wailing and gnashing of teeth of people like Bruce Arthur and many other names that I'm familiar with on the Canadian left. And they, you know, anger is not going to do it, folks. And when I say folks, I mean Canadian left. You can't just get angry and scream at the tide that's coming towards you. You have to understand why it's happening. You have to acknowledge the reality of it. You have to understand that you've lost the Canadian public. And you might require to change your point of view and your perspective, to learn, to understand. Understanding underpins some of the principal propaganda that's always come out of the NDP and the Liberal Party, being understanding, being equitable, all of these things. You got to put it in practice. You know, I get insulted all the time by leftists. I get insulted on my looks. People assume that I'm white without ever assuming my without ever asking about my heritage. People assume my intent, my racism, my sexism, all of these things. They don't listen to what I have to say. They just insult, go right to invective. It's not going to work. And that's not what Canada needs, as my monitor shuts off again. That's another thing technically on the back end I need to fix. I just need to change the setting. Apparently I haven't been able to do for 3 weeks. So as I contemplate my next moves and I get ready to continue this process and start producing more impactful content, I want to get into debating again. I want to go on other shows. I want to have adversarial conversations as well as friendly ones. But I want to bring my best self to those things. And so that's why I'm contemplating this big personal challenge while I have the opportunity. How many people do you know that have gone 40 days, 40 nights without food? I don't know anybody. And I've only ever managed to go 5.5, 6 days. That's the longest I've gone. So yeah, I think I might try that out. Anyway, I'm Frank Vaughn. I'll see you in the next one.